Second Chronicles chapter 26, if you have your place, stand us on the reading of God's Word. The Bible says, then all the people of Judah took Uzzah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his father. 16 years old was Uzzah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was also was Jecola of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines and brake down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jephthah and the wall of Ashdod and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbal and Mahunims. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzzah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzzah built towers at Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. Also, he built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he had much cattle both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzzah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their count by the hand of Joel the scribe and Messaiah, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. And the whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzzah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and harbogons and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went in the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzzah the king and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzzah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priest and the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be in for thine honor, for the Lord God. Then Uzzah was wrought and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wrought with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest and house lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzzah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in the several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzzah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amaziah, write. So Uzzah slept with his fathers. They buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial, which belonged to the kings, for he said, he is a leper, and Jotham his son reigned in his stead. I want to preach just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought for this New Year's night, on staying strong. Amen. On staying strong. I mean, there's never a time when people don't need to stay strong. We never want to be weak. We never want to appear weak. Amen. We need to be strong. And the only way that we can be strong is in the Lord. Amen. So we see in the Word of God here, the Bible tells us that Uzzah, which actually means God's strength, amen, or God's help, amen, here in this text is exactly what we need today. We need the strength of God. We need God's help. Youngins, like we've never needed God before. We need to help us to be a light. We need to help Him to help us to be a witness. We need to help Him to help us to do right. Amen. That we would be looked upon and seen, not as who we are, but what we're trying to be for the glory of God. Amen. I don't want to be anything, amen, that's going to bring a reproach upon the name of my Savior. Amen. I want to be found trying to be pleasing to the Lord. I want to be found trying to be doing what's right according to the Scriptures. The Bible says here that Uzziah was trying to do right. In verse 4, it said he did that which is right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And now we see that he did right according to what Amaziah did right. Isn't it amazing how people look at us, our children look at us, our families look at us, and they'll do right according to what they think we do that's right. Amen? What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying our people, your people, my people, they're watching me and you to see what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. Amen? So we need to be mindful of how we do things, even the day and hour we live. Amen? We need to try to do right. Amen? Because it's important that we do that. And he said that he did right in the sight of the Lord according to his father, Amaziah. But Amaziah, if you go back to chapter 25, the Bible says Uzziah come up short. Amen? Bible says in chapter 25, he said Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign. Verse 1, he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. In verse 2, he said he did that which is right in the sight of the Lord. But now watch this. But he said, but not with a perfect heart. Amen. You reckon Uzziah see that in his father? You reckon he saw that in Amaziah? He seen that he did stuff. He tried to do right. He tried to walk right. He tried to talk right. He tried to live right. But he didn't live a perfect right. Amen. Because he didn't have a perfect heart. Amen. Do you know what we do? We do from the abundance of our heart. Amen. Salvation is a heart issue. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm afraid in the world that we live in today, salvation is a head issue. We come to a point and place, we realize we're old sinners in need of a Savior. Amen. But we don't have a repentant heart toward our sin, and we come and we want the Lord to save us on our terms. Hello? But that's not the way it works. He said he done right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. In other words, without a wholeheartedness for the Lord. He didn't do it wholeheartedly for God's glory. Amen? I wonder sometimes why we do what we do. Amen? Do we do wholeheartedly? And sometimes I think we do it wholeheartedly. We just don't do it wholeheartedly for the Lord, that the Lord could get the glory. Amen? We live in a world, an entertainment society. We like to be seen. Amen? We like people to see us. We like people to comment on us and things like that. But our wholeheartedness, amen, it needs to be for the glory of God. Not for me and you, not to be seen, not to be made mindful of, but praise God, do it for God's glory. Wholeheartedness for God. Amen? I mean, I'm talking about a singleness, a mindfulness, a single-mindedness. Amen? For God. The main reason that we do it for God's glory. Amen? The only reason I come up here and stand behind this blessed old sacred desk is for God's glory. That God would get glory, amen, out of our lives so that He could see Christ in us, that hope of glory, helping our hearts, praise God, drawing us closer to the Lord day by day, year by year, amen, a century upon century, praise, getting us closer and closer. If one day, praise God, we can just leap out of here and go on to glory. Amen. See us preparing ourselves for heaven. Preparing ourselves with sincerity of heart. Amen. Have you ever thought about the sincerity of your own heart? Now it's easy to look around the audience and judge other people. Amen. It's easy to look at other people and say, well, you know, I believe they got it and they don't. I don't know about them. Yeah. Amen? But when you get to looking at the sincerity of our own hearts, amen, that's what he is talking about here. He said, listen, he did that was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a sincere heart. He didn't do it with a mind for God, a wholeheartedness for the Lord. Sometimes I have to wonder why we do what we do. Amen? Sometimes I believe we have to just back up, slow down, and evaluate ourselves. I believe God requires that. I believe sometimes God stops us where we're at and has us to take a time of self-evaluation to see why we do what we do. Amen? To see if it's to bring God glory. To uplift the people, to get our folks closer than they've ever been before. Realizing, praise God, that times are running out. Amen. Hello? I said time's running out. Amen. There's a time coming when we're going out of here. The world is a stage that's setting itself up to be a kindling box. And one day somebody's going to strike a match. It's going to go up in flames. Amen. Literally. Amen. It's going to melt with a fervent heat. And God's are setting this thing up in the last days for men to realize and recognize that there is a God and He's real. And He expects real things from real people. Amen. Real things, praise God. Not make-believe stuff, not made-up stuff, but real things from real people. A sincerity of heart. Now, I'm not talking about some kind of sinless perfection. Amen. Listen, you and I'll never reach that. Hey, ain't none of us perfect. We'll never be perfect for in this side of eternity. But we ought to strive for sinless perfection with the help of the Lord. Amen. In other words, we try to do right to be pleasing to God. After all, He is our Heavenly Father this evening. Amen. He's the one that's leading us and guiding us. So we see the Bible says that Uzzah done right, praise God, in the sight of the Lord according to His father, a Messiah. But praise God, what He's telling us here that he was doing right. He was trying to do right. He was trying to walk in the right direction. Have you ever noticed sometimes people's trying to walk in the right direction, trying to do right, trying to act right, trying to live right? And it seems like everybody around them is against them. Amen. It's just the way the world is. People don't like to see you doing good. Amen. Because it makes them realize how bad they're doing. Amen. How much they're missing the mark. But the Bible says that he did that was right in the sight of the Lord. You say, well, preacher, how to do it? Because the Bible says, verse 5, that he sought God in the days of Zechariah. How are you and I ever going to do right? I tell you how we'll do right, by seeking the Lord. By seeking after the Lord. If He said you'll find Him if you seek Him early. So what does that mean for me and you? It means, amen, before we get in a mess, before we get our ox in a ditch, praise God, we need to seek the Lord before it ever goes off the road. Amen. Start living right, talking right, acting right, praise God, praying God, asking God to help us, amen, before we get ourselves in a mess. Amen. Sometimes we wait though, don't we? We procrastinate. Amen. We'll wait to the last minute. We'll try to keep her in the road by herself. Amen. I don't know about you. Listen, when it starts snowing and getting ugly outside and ice starts getting on the road, when I get in my car and have to go somewhere, I say, Lord, I need your help. Amen. Before I ever put her in gear and back out of the driveway, I say, Lord, I need your help. That's the way we ought to be in our lives. Amen. Before we ever take off in the morning, praise God, we'll start up every morning and say, Lord, today, amen, I'm going to get out of this bed in a minute, and Lord, I need your help, your guidance, your leadership, your direction, amen. I need every essence and fiber of my being to be tuned into you so you can help me to do right. So you can get me to my destination, the place you'd have me to go to today. Amen. I wonder how it changed our life if we got up with that attitude. Amen. The Bible said that Uzziah did that which is right in the sight of the Lord. He sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah. So we see him seeking the Lord. We see him wanting to do right. We see him seeking the Lord. He sought after the Lord. Amen. And Bible said he was made to prosper. What about that? Who would have thought that could happen? Amen. I'm tell you, if we're going to prosper in this world which we live, it's going to be with the help of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I had a fellow tell me, he stuck out his old chest. He said, preacher, I'm a self-made man. I said, is that right? Yeah, everything I got all by myself, Brother Junior. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, who got you up every morning out of the bed and allowed you to get out of that bed? He said, well, I just got up, I said, with the help of the Lord. Amen. I said, without God as your help, without Him giving your breath and your strength, you'd be in the bed, you'd be an invalid, you'd be worthless, you'd be no good for nothing. Amen. Yeah. Hey, I said, if you're going to brag, you're going to brag on the Lord. Say, praise God, I'm a self-made man because I've got a God that took self and made something out of me. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. So we see He began to prosper. The Bible said He sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the vision of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, now watch this, God made him to prosper. Yeah, preacher, how can we be prosperous in the world we live in today? Praise God. Seek the Lord with all your heart. Ask Him to help you, praise the Lord. And the Bible said he sought the Lord. When he sought the Lord, praise God, God made him to prosper. He made him to prosper. You know what that means to me, Brother Rex? That means that God took an old sorry somebody like me, Uzziah, praise God. He says, you know what? I'm going to use you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to help you. And the Bible says that God made him to prosper. What does it mean on the other hand? Amen. He could have made him to fail. But because he sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah. I believe back to Zechariah, this young man, now he began to pray, he began to be king when he was 16 years old. I believe old Zechariah took him under his wing and said, son, if you'll just stay with the Lord. It'd be good if we could get us some young people, put our arm around them, praise God, and say, just stay with the Lord. Walk with God. Allow the Lord to help you. Amen. Listen to the Spirit. It blessed my heart. Malachi came up the other day, Sunday night when, when Brother Murray was here. And he was getting ready to leave and Malachi come to him and said, praise God, he wanted to go to the mission field. Amen. Praise the Lord. He wanted to go over and be used of the Lord. Praise God. I said, whoa, glory. Amen. Praise. Want to be going to get in on it. That's what we ought to be. We ought to all be wanting to get in. But you know what's the problem today? We're all trying to figure out how to get out of it. Oh, me. Amen. We're working as hard as we can to figure out how to get out of it instead of getting in. Amen. I don't know about you. I want to get in. Praise God. I want to be found faithful when the Lord comes. Amen. That's why God give us this place. That's why He put me here, glory God, so we could work together so we'd be found faithful when He comes. Being faithful to Him. And lifting up His name, praising Him for all He done. Amen. What you say, what He's done? He's the same thing He done for Uzziah. He's already defeating all our enemies. He's wearing our enemies out. The devil used to have a heyday with me. Amen. Now I know He probably never bothered you or affect you in any way. You being the super saint that you are, you probably never struggled with the devil. Amen. You never had little demons and nymphs of hell a whisper in your ear telling you things to do that you oughtn't to do. Amen. But see, I'm not a super saint like you, praise God. I've always got these little old things that's a gnawing at me and trying to pull me off in a different direction. And I have to proclaim the name of my big brother Jesus. I have to magnify Him and say, listen, devil, you're no match for my big brother. Amen. Just leave me alone and go out of here. Amen. I'm just going to praise God and give Him glory for all He's doing in this little old boy's life. Amen. He made me who I am. Without Him, I'd be lost on my way to a devil's hell tonight because of what Jesus had done for me in March 1976. Praise God. I've never been the same since. Amen. I've not been perfect. Amen. I'm like Amaziah. I'm like Uzziah. Amen. I've got my faults and my failures. But praise God, I'm seeking the Lord with all my heart. Amen. I'm trying to do my best to let the Lord help me. Amen. Just like Uzziah did here in the Lord. Uzziah. God allowed him to help him, praise God. He began to defeat his enemies. Amen. He went against the Philistines. Amen. Under Gath, break down the wall of Gath, and went against the wall of Ashdod and the Philistines. Amen. The enemy, he went up against the enemy and he won. Amen. You ever think about going against the enemy? We're living in a world today, it's easier. I said, well, preacher, you don't need to go. We got to just go with the flow. Amen. You just got to go with the flow. You know, just go where it takes you. Just fit in. Amen. That's the problem with us today. We fit in too good. I mean, we live in a world, people can't tell us but the difference between us and that drug addict on the street. Amen. Praise God. We oughtn't to fit in. We ought to stick out like a sore thumb everywhere we go. Amen. You ever hit your thumb with a hammer? I mean, I'm talking to that point till your nail turns black and blue and then turns black and then falls off. Amen. When you do that, you're real careful where you put that thing for a while. Amen. You're real careful how you handle that thing for a while. Amen. Everywhere you go, that thing just sticks out. People think you're hitchhiking. But you know, as children of God, praise God, we ought to stick out like a sore thumb in this old lost and dying world. People ought to see us, amen, different. Sometimes they may see us bruised and battered for the cause of Christ, but praise God, they ought to see us for the cause of Christ. Because God's been so good to us. He saved us from a devil's hell. Lifted us up out of our sins, pray God. Put us on a solid foundation, Lord Jesus Christ. Touched us with the Holy Ghost of God. Lives down in our soul. Helps us every day. Goes with us where we go. But hey, glory be to God. Helps us to get to where we need to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, just keep getting better because one day He's going to usher us right on into glory. Amen. Boy, I think there's about more preaching this night than I know how to preach. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, He keeps defeating the enemy. Amen. I want to say you and me are, praise God, we're geared up as children of God to defeat the enemy. Amen. Or just shout the victory, praise God. You say, preacher, what would people think? I went around praising God, just giving Him glory if ever everywhere I went. Amen. Dad, thank you, got victory. Amen. We ought to just proclaim it. You know what happened? If you get to proclaiming the victory, we'll start living in victory instead of the agony of defeat. I never could that wide world of sports. You know, they had that thing on for years and years. That fellow was on that ski slope and he was jumping. He went off that thing. He lost the ski and he went flying through the air all psychoggling, amen, and landed. It bust him up. I think he died. Amen. I think if we ain't careful, that's where we get caught up. Amen. The agony of defeat. Amen. But we ought to be living in victory, praise God, what Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost of God has already done for us. Amen. Just shout the victory, praise God. Live in victory. Amen. We're not defeated. We've got a defeated foe, and it's the devil and the demons of hell. Amen. We ought to shout and praise God every day of our life. Amen. I know sometimes you say, well, preacher, I just don't feel like shouting. Praise God, you'll just go ahead and do it anyway to feel Him to come. Amen. You'll get over in glory world for a while, praise God. Get to praising the Lord. Amen. You'll get beside yourself. Amen. The Bible says that he was defeated his enemy. Pray God that he had power. He became famous. He became strong. Amen. Why? Because God helped him. The Bible says in verse 7 here, it said, and God helped him against all of his enemies. Amen. You got enemies in the world? And I tell you one enemy you got. You got the old devil. And you got this stinking flesh that you live in. Amen. You're living with two enemies all the time. Amen. I'm glad the devil ain't omnipresent. A devil just comes along and sideswipes us every now and then on his way. But praise God, you live with that old flesh that you got every day. But the Bible said if we'll just mortify the deeds of the flesh, that the Holy Ghost of God will come upon us. He'll live in us. He'll help us. He'll go with us. He'll guide us and He'll show us. And He'll direct us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We come out shouting, praising the Lord. Amen. He had power with God. He was saying, amen, He was strong. Not only was He strong, but the Bible said He was famous. And His name spread, verse 8, abroad, even to the entering in of Egypt. Amen. Uzziah got to living for God, got to looking to God, got acting for God, praise God. And word got plumbed down to Egypt, praise God. It got down to Egypt, a type of the world, amen. And they heard, word got back. Oh, King Uzziah, praise God, he's a doing right. Amen. That guy, you can't do nothing with him. God's a blessing him. God's overshadowing him. God's a helping him. The Bible said he had wisdom. Amen. Moreover, Uzziah built towers, Jerusalem, corner gate, valley gate, turning the wall, and he fortified them. And they built towers and deserts and dig wells. And amen, had the husbandmen and cattle in the low country, vine dressers in the mountains and the Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Amen, had a host of fighting men. Went out to war by bands, amen, glory to God. He had captains of the host and hundreds of the chiefs and the mighty men of valor. Amen, under their hand was an army. Amen, a 307,500 fighting men. I'm not talking about just any men, but they were fighting men. I believe they was men that was on, hey listen, was on God's side. If they got, you take 207,500 men, praise God, that's on God's side, and there's no stopping them, there's no destroying them, and there's no discouraging them, praise God, you get that many. But I want to say tonight, Brother Bud, if we could get 5 or 10 a Holy Ghost filled brothers and sisters in Christ in a place like this, I praise God, we could storm the gates of hell with a squirt gun. Amen. Glory to God. I'm talking about trusting in God Almighty. Amen. Realizing that we're empowered with a force that's to be reckoned with. Amen. Praise God. Power from on high. Amen. Praise God. Brother Rex, if we ain't got enough, all we got to do is look to the portals of God and say, Lord, help me.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord said they had sent reinforced. He said, are they not all ministering spirits? Amen. Sent forth to minister those that believe, who are called according to His purpose. Amen. You know what's wrong with us tonight? We haven't decided our purpose yet. Yeah, boy, devil don't like me tonight. He'd like to kill me graveyard dead. Amen. That's all right. I don't like him either. He's a stinking liar and a father lies. But glory be to God. If we've come together one mind and one accord in this new year, praise God, we can storm the gates of hell with a squirt gun and be winners every day. Amen. Start seeing the flames of hell put out. Amen. Glory shining forth everywhere we go. I see the face of God. I think they're doing these Christmas programs here in this last of December. I just think of Mary with little baby Jesus in her arms. Every time I see that, it blesses my heart. Because she held God in her arms, pulled Him to her breast, loved Him and snuggled Him. Could you imagine that? Looking down into the face of God, pulling Him up real close, kissing Him on His little forehead. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. A preacher said, you got a vivid man. Amen. I want to say that's real. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. It's real. If not, if that ain't real, we might as well fold her up, shut her up, and go to the house because it's done. Party's over. Go just lock her up, mold her up, praise God, and just wait to die. Amen. I praise God tonight. Amen. Hey, we defeated our enemies. Praise God. We've got power. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we became, just like Uzziah, we become famous and strong with the help of the Lord. Amen. Have you ever thought some of, I'm trying to hurry. I'm going to hush in a minute. Have you ever thought of some of these old saints of God that's gone on? I mean, saints of God that loved the Lord and was seeking His appearance, amen, was looking for a place called heaven. Amen. They went out here, Brother, looking for a cross. And they found it. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, I'm looking for a place, a cross. I'm looking for a cross. And one day, praise God, I'll find it. Amen. I want to hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful service. Praise God. Welcome home. Glory to God. Amen. You say, preacher, your home's over off of New Stock Road. No, my home's in glory. Amen. I ain't going to be satisfied till I'm in heaven. Amen. You say, preacher, I'm pretty satisfied right here. Yeah, I guess you are. Amen. Praise God. I'm not going to be satisfied till I'm with my Savior in heaven. Praise the Lord. Then I'll be satisfied forever. Why? Because there'll be no more disappointment. Hey, if you're satisfied here, you're going to be disappointed a lot of time before you get out of here. Amen. But praise God, I'm going to a place where I'll never be dissatisfied again. Amen. But He said He's seen the power of God. He defeated His enemies, praise God. He overcome them. He had the power, praise God. God give him wisdom to create all these things. Amen. To secure his kingdom. Amen. You realize God give you power, amen, to secure your kingdom. Amen. All the power you need as a child of God to secure your kingdom. You say, preacher, where's my kingdom? Kingdom of heaven. Amen. That's where we're headed. Amen. Hey, listen, I ain't looking for no place here. Praise God. I've got one over yonder. Amen. I guess got my name on it. Amen. It's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. Praise the Lord. But we see Uzziah had all this power. God gave him all this power. But you know what he did? He done the same thing we'll do if we ain't careful. He began to relinquish his power. Amen. He began to relinquish. Instead of trusting in the Lord, he began to turn that power over to his flesh. He began to trust within himself. I'm gonna, hey, listen, I don't have no faith in me. Amen. You shouldn't have much faith in me. Amen. You need to have faith in the God that I tell you about, the Lord I tell you about, the Holy Ghost that I tell you about, the help that we have from heaven, praise God, that we manifest to your hearing, praise God, because that's where your help will come from, and we'll look at it together, we'll live in it together, we'll practice it together, praise God. Hopefully one day in a little while we'll go out of here together. Amen. Wouldn't 2020 be a good year to go to heaven? You know, a preacher, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Amen. Praise God. That's just graduation day. Amen. Hey, listen. I'm not wanting to cash in right now. I want to live as long as I can. We all do. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad I know that when this life is over, I've got a better and over yonder. Amen. Glory be to God. I got a better and over yonder. Praise God. It'll be a place where there'll be no more crying, no more death and dying. Praise God. Praise where I'm going to live in the joy and live in the Spirit, praise God, forever and ever. But the Bible says that his name spread far abroad, verse 15. For he was marvelously helped till he was strong. Amen. How's your strength today? How's your strength this evening? You got pretty good strength? So, well, preacher, I'm not as strong as I used to be. Most of us ain't. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, spiritually I'm stronger than I've ever been. Amen. Spiritually, I've got more God on me. I've got more God in me, praise God, than I've ever had because I'm seeking Him while He may be found, praise God. And it seems like I just find Him everywhere I go. I look around and there He is. Glory be to God. When the times are hard, when things are rough, praise God, I can call on Him from my heart, from the depths of my soul, praise God, and there He is. He always shows up. Ain't that amazing? Why? Because He was always there the whole time. He never left me. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I've had people forsake me. I've had people left me. I've had people say good riddance to me. But praise God, I'm glad my Savior through the Holy Spirit of God has never left me. Now, I've strayed from Him a time or two, or 10 or 20. But praise God, He's never left me. He's always been my ever-present help. He's always been there to reconcile me, to draw me back in, to point me in the right direction, to dust me off, to clean me up, to put me on the wheel, to get off the rough spot. Praise God, and let me go again. Amen. Even for His glory. But He relinquished His power, praise God. The Bible says He was marvelously helped till He was strong. Now I want you to notice, till He was strong. Sometimes you know what hinders us? I'll take it back. You know what hinders me? Is me. Amen. The Lord helped me. The Lord blessed me. Boy, and I get way up here. And if I ain't careful, I get thinking, boy, look where I've got to. Look where I'm at, praise God. But you know what? When I get to looking and thinking about it, it's the Lord that took me from down here and put me up here, praise God. When I'm going through the valley, it's the Lord that gives me that road to the mountaintop, praise God, so I can get up there and shout and praise His name. Amen. If we ever get to thinking that we did it, praise God, we'll miss the boat. Amen. Glory be to God. It's God that did it. It's God that marvels to Him. It's God that made Him strong. But pride comes up. Amen. Pride comes up. If we ain't careful, it'll get us out of our place. Amen. But when He was strong, His heart was lifted up to His destruction. Amen. His heart began to be lifted up. He got Him out of His place. He transgressed against the Lord, His God. And went in the temple of the Lord, burned incense upon the altar of incense. That wasn't His place. Amen. You know, God, sometimes God puts us a place and we just need to get in our place. Amen. Get in our place, stay in our place. Pray God, let God just move upon our heart and give us that. Amen. He'd have us to have and let Him use it through us. Praise God for His glory. Amen. We begin to see the power of God manifest. Praise the Lord. Where He puts you. Amen. That's where he said, listen, he said, I made you king. He said, I give you everything. I put the throne at your feet. Amen. Hey, but you tried to come to a place that wasn't your place to be. Amen. Sometimes we just got to be servants of the Lord. Sometimes we just got to be obedient to Him. Sometimes we just have to find our place where God can use us for His glory. Amen. Praise God. And God brings us to that place. But Uzziah tried to exceed his place. Amen. He was wroth. When they called him on it, he was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. Wasn't his place. Amen. And while he was wroth with the priest, leprosy even rose up in his forehead. Amen. What affliction come upon him from the Lord. See, God's just displeasure on what he's doing, trying to usurp himself in the office of the priest. And God had done made him a king. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said if he just stayed in his place. Amen. A leprosy, a type of spiritual depravity. Amen. He wasn't satisfied where he was, so he tried to get into a place he shouldn't have been. And God had to deal with him where he was. Amen. Praise God. And it cost him the rest of his kingdom. It cost him living in leprosy. Amen. God was trying to tell. That's why I'm preaching all night, is staying strong in the Lord. Getting rooted and grounded where God put us, praise God. And just staying strong in the Lord, amen. Letting God help us all the days of our life. Not backing up, not reversing, praise God. But staying on track for the Lord. Amen. Being used, praise God, of God. Listen, that's why He puts together, that's why He makes a church. Makes a body of believers. So we can come together for the glory of God. Amen. So we can see the power of God working in the body. Amen. We're not all the fingers. We're not all the toes. We're not all the hearing. But it's all needed, praise God, for God's glory. What God was trying to say here, He said, staying strong for the Lord requires that everybody, amen, it's not me being perfect or you being perfect, but all of serving God in perfect righteousness because of His perfection. What He's done for us. Bringing us to a place, amen. A place where we're running well for the glory of God. Do you notice after the Gospels, there's no more mention of leprosy? Amen. There's no more mention of leprosy in the Bible after the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You know why? Amen. Well, leprosy is a type of sin. But after Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, he said, we have the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the cure. Amen. He said, when we have the cure in the Lord Jesus Christ, the body's strong, praise God, and we don't have to worry about the defilement of leprosy. Don't have to worry about it. It's forever gone. That spiritual depravity has been taken out of the way so that we can all come together, Brother Kevin, just worship and praise God together all the days of our life. I mean, all that old strife and bitterness, malcontent, praise God, it's taken away in a perfect peace and harmony and a unity, praise God, as a oneness in Christ Jesus, praise God, is brought to the forefront, and we just praise God and give Him glory together. Amen. You know what you're talking about, preacher? I'm talking about staying strong. God's talking about in this text, He's talking about usually talking about staying strong for the Lord. Amen. Not in sinless perfection, because we'll never get there. But praise God, it's trusting on Lord Jesus Christ, it's trusting in the Spirit of God to lead us and guide us, direct us, to show us the right way, and to walk therein for the glory of God. Staying faithful to the one that's always been faithful to us. That ever-present help, amen, when we need Him. Amen. If there's ever been a time, Brother Bud, that we need Him, it's a time right now that we have. I've never seen so many people so cold and indifferent toward God. So cold and indifferent toward God's house and God's people and the things of God. People are turning away. Amen. But I want to say we're not of those that turn away. We're not of those that go back into perdition. Praise God. We're those that stay faithful to God. Just keep pressing on. And say, Lord, you lead and I'll follow. Wherever you go, Lord, I'll go too. Amen. Praise God. Just lined out with God. And steadfastness. Amen. Staying strong. For Lord, what happened to Uzzah? Same thing happened to Amaziah. Praise God. They didn't stay strong in the Lord. You know what happened? You know how you get weak in the Lord? Just take your eyes off the Lord. Take your eyes off that prize, praise God, He's put out there before you. There's a prize and a high calling in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what Paul said. He said we need to keep our eyes on the prize. Amen. You know, if we'd be like little kids at the fair. I was watching one down there at the fair, and you know, they got all them games. And there's a little old fella, just a little old bitty thing. And they had that target. He had that rifle, and the rifle's big as that little fella was. And they got them little targets up there. It's got that little red star, and you've got to shoot that little star out. And if you'll shoot that little star out, you get a prize. And that little fella, son, he was bared down, Brother Junior. Boy, he was just... And he was hitting that thing. He just, at time or two, he just liked just a little bit getting the grand prize. And he'd say, Daddy, I want to go again. Amen. Why, he wouldn't give up, praise God, because he's seen that prize. I say, listen, say, that staying power, praise God, we need. If we could realize the prize that's out there to be had for a child of the King, but praise God, we'd stay the course. Amen. We'd be steadfast and unmovable in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We'd have that staying power. Amen. To stay with God. No matter what happened, Lord God, we just focus. Focus. You know what's wrong with us? It's like we got that, what is it, ACD or whatever it is, deficiency. Attention disorder. Amen. We can't focus like we need to. We need to just focus on the Lord, praise God, and allow Him to be our guide. Amen. Look for that better part and just stay focused on that. Amen. In a little while, praise God, He'll just get looking so better and so much gooder that you couldn't take your eyes off of it, praise God, and you'd just be seeking that prize. He said, seek Him while He might be found. Amen. We need to be looking for the prize, looking to the Lord. Amen, for what He's got for us, even in 2020, as we enter into this new year. Enter in with praise upon our lips. Say, Lord, here we are again in another year. Lord, this could be the year that You come to take us home. If it is, praise be to God. I hope we're ready. Amen. If you're not ready tonight, praise God, you're in a good place to get ready. Come to an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord God, help me. Help me to be ready. If You call me out tonight, tomorrow or the next day, praise God, I want to be ready. I'm going to trust and put my faith and trust in You.